This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We get so many gifts, we start forgetting Allah. And Allah has said that in the Quran. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Allah says in Surah Iqra, Allah says, the human being transgresses the limits that I've set for the human being. Why? Allah says, أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Because the human being sees that he is in no need of me. You know what gifts of Allah makes us feel? Is that we are now self-independent. I can do what I want because I've got what I need. I've got nothing stopping me. My health is good. My wealth is good. My fortune is good, right? My family's around me. I've got what I need. And a human being gets to that. And the biggest automatic trap that the human falls into is to think what? Allah used the word istaghna. You know what istaghna means? SubhanAllah, Arabic language is beautiful. One word is ghani. Ghani means a rich person. Ghina means richness. Okay, let me just tell you. Ghain noon ya means that you have now got richness. But at the same time, istighna, which is connected to the word ghina, means that because you're rich, you become a little bit self-sufficient. You're independent. You don't need others. You don't depend on others for your life. But Allah says, this human being, because I gave him so much, he saw himself or she saw herself that they've become independent of me. Now you might say astaghfirullah right now, but let's just face it. How many people across the world, Allah has given them gifts and gifts and gifts and gifts, and they don't come to the masjid. They don't pray. They don't even pray at home. I'll do it. If you make a comparison of poor people who, look, I'm not saying only rich people walk away from Allah, no. Poor people walk away from Allah and rich people walk away from Allah. Poor people find Allah and rich people also find Allah. But the percentage of poor people who find Allah relatively are more than the percentage of the rich people who find Allah. Are you guys with me? Yes? That's a fact. A few rich people find Allah. A lot of rich people forget Allah. A few poor people, they walk away from Allah. But a lot of poor people, because of their desperateness, they end up finding Allah Azza wa Jal. Now that's just on one scale. What Allah is saying in the ayah is, when I've gifted and I've gifted and I've gifted, this human being now feels, أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. They see themselves that they don't need to come to me anymore. On the day of judgment, Allah is going to ask a question. And He asks this right now in the Quran. Right now the question is there, but He's going to ask on the day of judgment again. You know what that question is? Allah says in Surah Al-Infitar, in Surah number 82, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانَ, O human being, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, what deceived you from your noble Lord, your noble sustainer? You're such a generous Allah you had, such a general God you had, such a generous and a giving Rabb and sustainer you had, which is He's talking about Himself. What deceived you from that? Alladhi khalaqaka, the one who created you, فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ, He gave you all what you needed. He gave your limbs, He made you straight, He made you walk, He gave you what you need. What deceived you from that? You know what the Mufassirin say? The Mufassirin say that if you look at this ayah, the ayah tells us the very thing that deceived us. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, your noble, generous Lord. What deceived you from that? You know what they say? They say it was His generosity that deceived us. Allah was so generous. Allah was so generous. Allah was so generous. And He gave so much, so much, so much that we started to forget Allah in the midst of how much He gave us. That's what I said. It becomes like cushions. And we start to sink in that Allah gave us so much. We don't have to find the time to come to Him.